We are going to hear parting remarks from our national rep, who has been with us all weekend, and see what she has to say today.
Thank you, Ron. It has been a real pleasure to be with you guys this weekend. Seriously. He's talking about you guys being small. You know what? I've been to state conventions where I was the national representative with five other people in the room. Yeah, Fairbanks, Alaska. Yeah, where I was talking to Ron about this, where I walked in and I said, hey, can I see the agenda? Oh, I thought that was you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, fun and games like the parents' basket last night. Okay, so I wanted to say something because Ron made me think many years ago, a group of us who happened to be around for Washington Seminar went to a hearing in New York State because there was they were trying to take the ability for the vending machines that people have that say National Federation of the Blind on them that we were getting a lot of money every year from. The state of New York wanted to take that away from us. So a whole group of us went to this hearing, and I remember Dr. Maurer telling us before we went in, he said, okay, keep your canes on your shoulders, and you are in church. Behave as though you are in church. Because, no, don't make a sound. If you hear something you don't like, don't groan, don't do anything. So when you guys go to this hearing for Jessica, that's the way you need to behave. Because if you behave, if you whoop and you groan and you make noises like you don't like what you're hearing, they will discount that you are even in the room. You are in church. Okay? Sorry, just had to say that. Thought about it when Ron was talking and I thought, no, I'll wait my turn. I'll get a chance. Anyway. I will go to President Riccobono and let him know that the Indiana affiliate is alive and well and kicking and out there working in the community. I've been so pleased to hear everything you guys are doing. And I met so many great people this weekend that I know I'll be friends with and contact when I get to National Convention in my moments of free time. Anyway, it has been great, and I do hope that I get an opportunity to come back and visit you guys again. So thank you for your hospitality.
All right. Carla, we just want to thank you, too. We still have business, but I want to thank Carla from our affiliate. And you know in our affiliate that when we have a national rep come, we really thoroughly enjoy it, and we also give them parting gifts. So, from our Hoosier Hospitality and the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana, I'd like to give you this gift bag full of all kind of goodies. Oh, nice. And what it is, it's all kinds of coasters and shot glasses and something, a little something to sip on. Yeah, she says she collects it. And there's a nice mug in there and all kinds of stuff in there. So all from Indiana. All right. Absolutely. Thank you so much. We have another piece of business. And first of all, I want to say that Tammy Jones was not only our treasurer, but she was our resolutions chair. I put a call out to on the listserv to see if anybody wanted to step up and chair that committee. I didn't hear anything. Crickets. Heard nothing. Heard crickets. So we got to the convention and still nothing. Crickets. So anyway, I was out in the hall and I saw Chris Hollingsworth. And I said, Chris, would you be willing to step up and do our resolutions committee? And he said, well, I don't know if I know what to do, but I'll give it my best shot. You see, I'm telling this story because this is what we do in the organization. You know, when we ask of our members, we step up and we do it. I mean, we may not know everything that's going to go on in a resolution or everything that's going on in any committee, but we step up and get the job done. We have one resolution, and Chris is going to present it to you guys, and I want all of us to give Chris a hand for stepping up and doing it.
Well,
Lastly, is that I don't know if he's going to want to continue to be the resolution chair. However, at our next year's convention, we'll cross that bridge when it comes to it. Let's go, Chris.
I probably will. I had some awfully big shoes to fill in this. Not having been to National Convention this year, I was woefully unaware of things that we needed to make resolutions about, and a couple people told me something that we needed to do, so I stepped up and did it, and this is my best shot. Resolution I-2009-01, to call upon the Indiana State Legislators to protect the rights of parents who are blind. Whereas blind individuals continue to face unfair, preconceived, and unnecessary societal biases, as well as antiquated attitudes regarding their ability to successfully parent their children. And whereas blind individuals face these biases and preconceived attitudes in family and dependency law proceedings in which the allocation of parental responsibilities and parenting time are at stake, and in public and private adoption, guardianship, and foster care proceedings. And whereas of these societal biases and antiquated attitudes, children of blind parents are unnecessarily being removed from their parents' care or being restricted from enjoying meaningful time with their parents. And whereas children are being denied the opportunity to enjoy the experience of living in loving homes with blind parents or other blind caregivers. Be it hereby resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana, gathered in convention in the city of Fort Wayne on this 27th day of October 2019, that the organization strongly urged the Indiana General Assembly to pass legislation that protects our right to parent in declaring that we are competent adults until proven otherwise by evidence rather than fear of blindness. Be it further resolved that this organization urge these agencies to stamp out discrimination against the parents who are blind by implementing training programs that include blind persons and blindness advocates to educate their advocates in the rights and capabilities of parents who are blind. And that is our report.
So, Mr. Chair, do you order do pass? Do you recommend do pass, Mr. President, Mr. Chair? All right. It's been moved and seconded that we recommend do pass for this resolution. Is there any discussion? And Rebecca has some.
Was that part that a rep had recommended be implemented for the part where if CPS does make an error, for that to be removed? That I didn't hear that part in there. So I was thinking that's very pertinent to be, you know, implemented.
Say, if CPS does make a mistake, that goes off the record. That's what was brought up last night.
Right, that Carla would be said, implemented in that.
Yeah, we need that
a resolution.
Good
and
point.
I didn't hear that in there.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. We'll
Thank you for remembering that, Rebecca.
He's going to add that.
Excellent. Good. And we're going to add that. Teamwork makes the dream work. Let's go with it. All right. Yeah. I hear it. Other discussion, yes. Mm-hmm. Parent givers, it was in there, in the resolve. Foster and adopt in the resolve, it was in there. Okay.
It says, responsibility and parenting time are at stake in public and private adoption, guardianship, and foster care proceedings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
If you want to be a foster parent, because like I applied and I passed everything, but they were going to mandate me to, they go, well, how are you going to get them to appointments? How are you going to get them to emergency if they got an emergency thing, if they fall? I go, well, I can call 911.
Yeah. You know, it's the peripheral stuff we have to deal with all the time.
We can add that, but I just want to state, President Brown, too, this meeting is held every convention, this resolution committee meeting, and it's held usually on Friday early, but try to come next time because this is the kind of input that the committee needs on Friday.
Yes.
But we will be happy to add it to it now, but we just really encourage you to be a part of those because you never know what resolutions are going to come up and how it's going to affect you personally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of adoption?
Aye.
All opposed? It's adopted. Thank you, Chris. Thank you so much. Thank you, Resolutions Committee, for helping him. And also, I want to let you guys know all the committees are open in this organization. So if you want to be a part of the Resolutions Committee, Chris said he'd be willing to chair, but if you want to be a part of it, you just have to let us know and, you know, work in the organization. You know, teamwork. There you go. All right. Julie, did you want to ask them for something?
Door prize.
Okay, we're getting
I have
there.
One left, and then I have one more left.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to ask.
Okay. Just real quickly, Chris, thank you so very much for that information. You and Tammy and guys put that. If you could get that information over to me once you make those changes so that I can send them directly over to our co-sponsors for the bill that's shaping the bill for Indiana, and that'll go to the legal service agency. So as soon as you can get it to me, I need to get over to them because they're compiling all the information we need right now.
Door prize. Can I have do a door prize, RB? Rebecca said yes, so I'm doing it. That's okay, Rebecca. Believe me, I'm taking all kinds of liberties with this microphone. All right, Tony, shake it up. We have some popcorn and one more deck of Braille Uno cards and a water bottle, and we're going to put $5 with this. And who's it going to?
And that Uno is going to Eunice Riddle.
Is Eunice still here? Eunice Riddle. Nope, I think we're going to have to draw again, Tony.
Any other comment?
Is she here, guys?
Who is it?
Eunice Riddle.
Eunice Riddle. All right, Eunice. Yeah.
Mr. President, Hollingsworth seeking the floor.
Okay, we have some. I think Gene was seeking first, and then you. Okay, let's go.
Okay, Federation family, I would like to ask all of you to please consider being a part of the fundraising committee for the state. This is very important, and there are lots of things that we could do, but I cannot do them alone. I need your help. So anyone who is interested in fundraising, I don't care if you live in Indianapolis, Fort Wayne, or Timbuktu, I need your help. Okay? So if you guys will please consider that, you can email me, call me, however you want to get in touch with me, you can let me know today if you'd like. I need your help. Thank you.
Tammy was next, and then you, Frank. Tammy?
I don't know if this is on the agenda. I mean, I know it's on the agenda, but I don't know if we're doing it officially to discuss next year's convention.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. Yeah, okay. We always do that.
All right,
yeah.
Sorry, I just wasn't looking at it.
Okay. Frank, you have anything?
Yes. Real quick, I just want to thank everybody for being here this weekend. One question that I have, and then a comment to you. One question I'd like to know is how many people did we have at the banquet last night? And then I would like to offer my services to serve on legislative committee for the state of Indiana. I've done it before years ago. As I mentioned before, we used to come down here from Fort Wayne years ago, and we helped in legislation, and we took part in the dinner.
Quickly, Frank.
So I'll be glad to help on legislation. How many did we have last night?
All right.
There were 62 at the banquet, and we had 68 registered.
All right. Small but powerful. All right.
Actually, yeah. bigger than we have been in past
years.
Yeah,
actually, to be moved out of Indianapolis, the biggest city we have in our state, you did a good job, Frank, and we all did. Thank you so much for Wayne. I would be remiss if I did not hear from our other state president that's here and been here all weekend with us. Kathy, you got anything to say? Kathy Jackson. She's getting you a mic. She's going to get you a mic.
Well, thank you for for having me. Actually, I have enjoyed myself tremendously. But the reason I'm here is mostly because Ron invited Nikki to be on the agenda and to work toward her hours for her O&M certificate. So it's really when I found out she was on the agenda and that her aunt was going to drive her, I thought, well, you're all crazy if you think I'm going to miss this opportunity. So I really, being the pushy person that I am, Mr. President, if you don't mind, I will really let Nikki be the one to say a word or two. But thank you all for having me. I have really enjoyed myself and glad to meet new friends and be with old friends.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pass the mic over to your daughter, Nikki, because she's done a wonderful job here. And all of our presenters, let me give all of them a hand because they did a wonderful job.
Yes, sir. And thank you all. I have had a wonderful weekend. This is actually my third state convention this year. I went to Louisiana and was there for in training. We got to go to their state convention. So I was in Louisiana, and of course, ours in Kentucky, and now this one. So I feel very honored to be able to see how other affiliates do their work. And you all have been wonderful and very nice. And thank you, Mr. Brown, for allowing me the opportunity to be here this weekend and speak in front of everyone. So, so if anybody, offer is still open. If anybody needs any O&M technique refreshers or anything, please feel free to reach out to me. I've got cane. I will travel.
There you go. There you go. That's good. Now, the only thing I'm going to work on with Nikki here is to get her to stop calling me Mr. Brown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Call me Ron, but, you know, Ronald or something. Anyway. All right. Okay. We're going to talk about now where our next convention is going to be. I'll save the best for last now. And we have a couple other door prizes here. But first of all, we're going to talk about I'm open for entertainment right at this time. Motions or otherwise. Discussion. Let's hear it. We are going back, but, I'm just saying. Customarily, let me just say all the new people and stuff, too. Customarily, we try to have our conventions in the off years in different places. But primarily, we're going to have our convention in Indianapolis based on, one, it's centrally located in our state, and two, logistically, it's just easier to do it that way. We have the hotel space. We have to take all of that in consideration. So I know we're going to be in Indianapolis next year, and I'm seriously thinking about leaving it there. But, you know, I am, you remember we talked about the democratic process yesterday and all of that? You know, I'm always open for suggestions, and this state board of directors will take that upon in consideration, I hope, at our January board meeting, and we're going to talk about it. So, but I'm bringing it to you all to let you know that that's the way I'm thinking. Now, if you guys are thinking different, you know, I'm open for discussion about it. Diane.
I am wondering if the board would consider a convention, state convention in the Muncie area. We have a young man here this weekend with a lot of enthusiasm for starting a chapter in Muncie. There's a lot of blind folks in Muncie. I think we have great potential for a chapter there. And I think it would be great to have a state convention there that would, you know, draw some people in and maybe show them a little bit about what we're all about. So I think Muncie would be a wonderful option if we could make it happen.
Yeah. See,
Tisha.
Hold on. See, here's what Okay. You know, when I say Indianapolis, that includes the surrounding counties, and I consider Muncie, yes. Kokomo, I consider all of those to be close enough to Indianapolis that you ought to be able to come. I mean, and I don't want anyone to take this wrong, but just because you want to start a chapter, you think it'll be good in your area, doesn't mean it's logistically possible for us to move the convention there because, you know, one, two, maybe
Muncie
three people want to
hotels.
Be there. So what I'm saying is that we have to consider the big picture, and the big picture is we have to put our convention, because it is our platform and our showcase to show off the state of what we can do, and we have to put it there logistically, one, for flying purposes of national reps getting there, for we have to consider that legislators and all of that, the people that we invite need to be able to get there. And so, you know, I know, you know, we do a lot of heartfelt things, but we also have to think with our heads sometime now about this issue. And I'm gonna listen to that about Muncie, and I'm gonna listen to if anybody who's seeking the floor now about, you know, other places. Go ahead.
Mr.
Who asked?
Hollingsworth.
Jim. Susan.
Susan.
Okay. I know that this makes a lot more work for the people who are planning conventions to have it outside of Indianapolis. But I think it's really important. Every single one of our board members is from Indianapolis. Now, I personally hope that changes within the next few years, because I don't think it's right. I don't think that everybody, you know, that we should give the impression that Indianapolis owns our state. And, you know, truthfully, we don't mean to give that impression, but it happens because that's the way it is, because everybody lives in Indianapolis. So, you know, we need representation from around the state. So I think, and I hope that will change within the next few years. We need to be open to having our convention in different places. And possibly the cost would be a little bit more reasonable because it's not in Indianapolis.
Hollingsworth.
Because everybody wants to come to Indianapolis. Okay.
It's only right if the people in this room elect them. It's only right if the members of this organization elect them. If they were appointed, it would not be right. Because then I appoint people all from Indianapolis. That would not be right. These people that are elected by the governing body of the convening body of all of you sitting in the audience got elected by all of you. So it's right because they were elected to those positions to represent you, no matter where they live. All right. Who was seeking?
Hollingsworth. Okay, I'm the convention planner. I'm the one who does all the research. I'm the one who hunts for the hotels. I'm the one who does most of it. What I want to say to you is, at the risk of disagreeing wholeheartedly with my president, it doesn't matter where we have the convention, because it's always a difficult thing to do. It doesn't matter if it's Indianapolis. It doesn't matter where it is. But here's the proof. The last 3 years, because we've been in Indianapolis, we have had declining attendance. Every year has been lower attendance rates. This year, we had 12 more people at the banquet than we did last year. It's just like National Convention. If you look at National Convention and you hold it on and on and on in Florida, and you look at the numbers, they go down and down and down until you take it to Vegas. I don't know if they had up numbers. I was supposed to be there and broke my leg. But you know, when you make the change, it makes it more interesting. It also gives chapters in outlying areas hope and encouragement and new members to pull in from their area. I am completely in favor of moving the convention. Now, what I do know is what we have done in the past is on every other year we have done it in Indy, and then on the next odd years, we have done it somewhere else. So like this year we're in Fort Wayne, and usually in the past we would go to Indy. And we can do that. I've got no problem with it. I have no problem with wherever we go. But I do not want it to be in Indy all the time.
All right. And everybody has a right to their opinion. Here's what I want to say. to my convention planner. That is that you have done a lot of that work. That is true. But I have to sign on the dotted line. And most of that work that you have done in your committee has been also ran by me because I am the president and I had to approve it. Half of the people that are here were, see, I hate Mr. to get president, into discussions like this.
Mr. President.
So I'm going to leave that alone.
Mr. President.
I'm going to yield to my first vice president. Go, Pam.
One of the reasons we have more people at this convention is we have more scholarship winners. So that is a lot of it. Thank you.
Well, listen up, Joe Higdon. One of
the things about moving around, I have a
problem. I got you. Oh, okay. One of the things, in my opinion, it is nice to move it around. I don't have a problem with that. But we have a lot of complainers in this organization when the rooms are over $100 a night. If you make a contract with a hotel to be there two or three or 4 years, you get your room rates cheaper. So you got to take the good with the bad sometimes.
I'm not going to get into all the logistics of what goes into it because, I sat on the dotted line. But the bottom line is I am concerned about where we have it. I am concerned about costs. I am concerned about whether or not we have the meeting space. I remember a time when we said we got a chapter in Anderson and we need the convention there. We went to Anderson and the sheets were bloody and the dang water didn't work and the hot water tank didn't work. But, you know, I'm sure some of you have long memories and remember that stuff. So, you know, I get it. Trust me, I get it. I do know we can go where we need to go, but we will take up the rest of this discussion at our state board meeting in January. And I say to all of you, you're welcome to be there to give your input. We are governed, this state board and myself are governed by you. So therefore, we will do what the will of the people say we need to do. That's the end of that, and we'll be in Indianapolis next year, so we look forward to having you guys there. And is there any other business at this convention?
I got one more door prize.
I know you do.
And then we got one more after that, because Ron said
he... That's right. So let's give away Pam's door prize, and then I'll probably think about giving away mine.
Okay. Well, my door prize is $25, but I know our president has more. So anybody in a mood for some money? All right. Tony, who we got?
We have Diane Graves.
Diane Graves. All right. We have had a great convention this weekend, and I thank all of you. I sincerely thank the staff. I thank our streaming audience for being in and listening in and participating. Indiana 65th Convention. Before I close it out, I'm going to hand, let's see, I got $50 and...
In $2 bills, right?
No. This actually, I gave all the $2 bills away. This actually came from our state treasurer, and I also have a pack of Uno cards to go with it right in my hand. So this, draw for it, Pam, before we close.
Shake it up, Tony. Shake it up.
I'm here.
There we go.
I'm here, Pam.
Shake it up, Tony.
Barb Dosh.
Barb Dosh! This convention is closed.